First of all, you have to look at the reasons why black women have felt compelled to narrow and Europeanize their features. Why we don't feel completely comfortable and self-accepting in our own bodies. First of all, we need to look at how white supremacy has shaped all of our minds so that we want a certain hair texture, so that we want a certain lip texture, lip shape and nose shape, and we don't even feel comfortable looking at each other in our natural state. So that's to start. Number two, if a black woman decides to texturize, straighten, lengthen, add volume, all these things, sometimes, you know, black women get jumped on because of what they want to do with their hair. A woman has the prerogative to do whatever the fuck she wants to do with the hair that grows out of her head, or to cut it all off if she wants to. However she's inclined, she should be left the fuck alone. Okay, first. Number two, women who are doing this are not impersonating Caucasian women and actually going into the workplace and pretending to be white women and gaining access to black white institutions and where the power is held and being privy to all the economic and the political decisions that go on in the community as head of the NAACP that she had access to by actually going in blackface. A black person can never do that. And we can't go into white spaces. We can't access white spaces, period. You can access a white person because they put you on, but the rest of the community is not putting you on. They have to do a whole lot to bring you in. And she walked in the front door and sat and held court. So our people, when we get into bashing each other, when we should be bashing her. We shouldn't be turning to each other and saying, well, you do this and you do that. No, shut up, deal with her.